Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
The economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic has made job opportunities more precious than ever before. Many professionals looking for a job today feel they have to cast their nets wide. However, sending out 100 applications isn't going to help. Spraying and praying means you end up neglecting vital elements of your application. People who do this tend to apply for jobs that they may not even be a fit for. They also don't spend time customizing their resumes for each job role. They're just setting themselves up for failure. Instead, Tan Kok Pin, Senior Consulting Manager at Executive Search and Outplacement Services firm PeopleSearch Singapore, advises keeping your search focused by closely matching your skills, capabilities and profile with appropriate job postings.
Choose to apply for a limited number of jobs for which you are likely to be the ideal candidate.
Taking this approach will allow you to put in the required effort to customize each job application. This increases your chances of success. Thoroughly research the job role and the company to which you're applying. What does the company hope to achieve by filling the position you're applying for? What's its vision? Knowing all of this will help align your skills and capabilities with the company's objectives. Your application should highlight how you can add value to the business and help it address its challenges. And just like your online profile, your resume needs to carry keywords.
Since you'll be sending a customized resume in each application, the keywords that you use should be specific to each job description.
For example, if the job description names a particular software that candidates should be proficient in, be sure to include it at the top of your resume as part of your profile summary. As usual, ensure you highlight your accomplishments rather than provide a list of your work responsibilities in previous jobs. You should also network more strategically.
Aside from interacting with your personal network, you should network directly with recruiters and employers. Study their business and write to them with ideas on how to address their business challenges and achieve their goals during this crisis. This can make a lasting impression.
Don't forget about the application once you've sent it. Take the initiative to notify the employer or recruiter and ask them to confirm they've received it. Those who follow up tend to be seen as proactive and can make a positive impression on hiring managers. If you receive a rejection, try to understand what went wrong by politely asking for feedback.
Ask the notifying parties or the recruiter for feedback. Consider it carefully, think about what you could have done differently, and apply the feedback to future applications.
Tan Kok Pin, Senior Consulting Manager at Executive Search and Outplacement Services firm PeopleSearch Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.